For most of us, when we think of volcanoes, we picture great mountains looming over distant plateaus. Perhaps they're cone-shaped in our mind's eye, spewing burning ash and molten lava. Mount St. Helens and Mount Vesuvius are two such infamous volcanoes. And of course, the Hawaiian Islands of today, where you can take a helicopter ride right over smoking tracts of new coastline of jagged lava. You might recall from a long-ago science class that lava, when underground in its molten state, is called magma. But did you know that the most productive, largest volcanoes on Earth are actually thousands of feet below the sea's surface? 80% of the Earth's volcanic eruptions happen underwater, and they account for 75% of all the Earth's magma production. That's a lot of new rock. Scientists estimate that globally there are over 1 million undersea volcanoes, located along the seams of Earth's tectonic plates, the mid-ocean ridges. Thousands of them are active. As the Eskimos did to describe snow, ancient Hawaiians created several different words for each type of basalt lava. A'a is rough and crumbly, while pahoehoe is smooth and cools into flows, folding beautifully like a billowing dress. Undersea volcanic eruptions are very different than those on land, where volcanoes erupt violently into the air. Under the sea, the pressure of thousands of feet of seawater above them and the cold temperatures of the water have a dampening effect. Even if the eruption is very large, the explosion may not even disturb the surface of the ocean. For years, we didn't even know they existed. In fact, the technology needed to study them is still being developed. It wasn't until 2011 that scientists discovered a previously unknown chain of volcanoes in the deep seas off Antarctica, some of them as high as Japan's Mount Fuji. Mapping the location and size of undersea volcanoes is critical to human safety. When they collapse with tectonic plate movement, they can cause tsunamis, otherwise known as tidal waves. Until recently, few undersea volcanoes had been caught in the act of erupting. But today, with remote sensing gear and underwater robots, we know. Shallow water volcanoes are loud and raucous, producing great hissing plumes of steam and debris called steam blasts. Pumice, volcanic stone that's highly aerated, pops to the surface and floats. Earlier this year, scientists discovered that floating pumice from submarine volcanoes may have helped to form coral reefs, including some of the world's most iconic. Billions of plants and animal organisms hitch a ride on pumice and float in a regatta to colonize new reef systems and reinvigorate established reefs with new life. After the 2006 eruption of a submarine volcano near the Pacific island of Tonga, Australian scientists found that the pumice traveled more than 3,000 miles over the next 8 months, picking up 80 species of corals, anemones, barnacles, mollusks, and crabs, before ending up in the Great Barrier Reef on the coast of Australia. Who knew rocks could be life rafts? If the volcano is located in deep water, very hot magma meets near freezing seawater and is slowed. Almost instantly, the magma turns to rock, solidifying and cracking like cement. It sounds like boulders turning over in a stream. Great fields of debris build up around the volcano's vent. Eventually, ocean currents and wave action serve to pulverize the rocks, turning them to sand. In fact, the next time you lay out your beach towel on one of Hawaii's famous black sand beaches, think about it, you're actually sunbathing on the remains of a submarine volcano. To learn more about undersea volcanoes and how they help coral reefs, and to see and hear one erupt, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.